In the studio, we have Veronica and Kim. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you please introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Veronica. I'm originally from Hopedale, but I'm living here in Nain now, working on a comic making workshop with Kim.
My name is Kim Pilgrim. My family is from Makovic and Postville, but I grew up kind of all over the place. I'm here in Nain for this summer helping my friend Veronica do a comic making workshop, and we're looking to do other kinds of workshops this summer as well.
We got a grant from Alnewig just to work on a workshop this summer.
It's like a 2-month position with possibility of like keeping this going.
Through the fall, they said.
The fall, yeah. And then maybe like next summer too, it would be cool to expand on it. Veronica has like the sewing skills and I kind of do the behind the scenes stuff like social media and budgeting, help her out with stuff.
Yep. So who is funding?
Yep. It's Alnewig. It's an indigenous organization. They give out funding for indigenous people. It's based in Atlantic Canada. And we reached out to them last winter, I think it was. And yeah, that we got funding pretty fast. It was, we were really pleased with that.
Yeah, we got into contact with Monica Rumbold. She's like the representative for Labrador. And it's called the Indigenous Communities Foundation, LAV program. For us, it was a partnership. I think they went through MasterCard, so they were like financially supporting Indigenous youth in filling gaps in the community. So the gap that we kind of saw was that like we wanted to teach people sewing workshops and have it be like accessible. So like in the evenings, on the weekends for people who might work full time.
Can you tell me some basic information on your workshop?
The original idea was we call it Hisiliginik, which means basically to work with sealskin. The original idea was we wanted to show the whole process of working with sealskin and what you can do with seal, such as cleaning sealskin, gutting sealskin, making sealskin boots, and like cooking the meat. So just those are some examples. But due to like time constraints, we had a long time actually getting the money. It kind of got cut short a little bit. We only had time to do like the comic making workshop, but we still want to have a few workshops where we can have like cooking or cleaning a sealskin or something like that. We still want to have...
Yeah, we have like money budgeted for these extra workshops that we wanted to do. So if someone was like really passionate about cleaning sealskins and like wants to share that knowledge, we would love to be able to give them an honorarium to come show our participants.
So how long are you planning to have this going?
Till the end of August, I'd say the last week of August. That's when we think the participants should be done making their boots. We picked 5 people. There were